The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to DC Everest Girls High School Basketball. Tonight, it's the final night of the Thomas Kislow Memorial Tournament. We are in Antigo as the Evergreen Girls take on the Antigo Red Robins. Last night, DC Everest opened up their girls' basketball season. They were 58-54 winners over Rhinelander. Let's quickly recap that game. The Evergreens got out to an early start. They had a big lead. They were up by 17 points midway through the third quarter and then went cold. They went almost 5.5 minutes without scoring. A lot of turnovers down the stretch, and they let Rhinelander come back on them. Rhinelander, again, made it a four-point game by hitting a three-pointer at the buzzer when the outcome was no longer in doubt. But still, the Evergreen girls almost coughed up a big lead. Ball security was an issue down the stretch, and that's a little bit of a coaching challenge today, because normally things like that, being more careful with the ball, is something you would work on in the gym. That's a practice issue. And of course, there's been no practice for these teams with games coming back to back. So instead, we're going to see Coach Matt Bullis try and make those corrections in the locker room and on the bus, and that's a little bit of a different coaching situation. The Antigo Red Robins dropped their opening game last night, losing to Walsall West 50-32. So it is the 1-0 Evergreens against the 0-1 Red Robins. We'll be back to get tonight's game underway after this break. This is DC Everest Girls Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Antigo Fieldhouse, where the starting lineups have just been introduced, and we're moments away from getting today's game underway. Glad you're with us for Game 2 of a high school doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio. Even though this is a home game for Antigo, because we are playing in a tournament, they wear their road uniforms, the maroon trimmed in white, Evergreen girls in their home uniforms, white trimmed in DC Everest green and yellow. Michaela Poggle will jump center, and the Evergreens concede the jump. DC Everest will get first possession. Haley Kroll controls to Molly Tice. Into the corner briefly to Kelsey Gilmore. Evergreens work around, and Antigo is in that active 2-3 zone. Three ball from the far side from Haley Kroll. Too strong, no good. Offensive rebound is up, and they're going to say this was on the floor. Nope. Traveled. Michaela Poggle got the offensive rebound but didn't keep the feet set, so it's a turnover. So the Evergreens miss their opening shot, get the offensive rebound, and turn it over. Now set up full court press into the front court. Stephanie Hawk is quickly double-teamed. She picked up her dribble and was in a little bit of trouble. There's a double dribble that wasn't called, and instead is going to be a foul here against DC Everest. Mackenzie Matthews, they're going to get for a reach-in. So that's going to be a foul on Mackenzie Matthews, first on the team. One of those fouls for aggressiveness. And Antigo inbounds. DC Everest tight man-to-man. Brittany Wald, one of five seniors on this Antigo team. They shoot up 10 for varsity, and five of them are seniors. Michaela Nelson thought about the three, then stepped in, missed the long two. Rebound comes to DC Everest. Michaela Poggle, Evergreens look to play up-tempo right into Haley Kroll's hands. Ball is now loose underneath on the floor. I've got a whistle. It's a tie-up and a jump ball. On alternating possession, it will go to Antigo. 7:14 to play in the first quarter. We're just underway. Still no score. Evergreen set up full court pressure. It's inbounded to Brittany Wald, and Wald goes right into the front court. Wald almost lost her dribble. Natasha Vojevic, who's getting her first touch, kicks back out. Three ball for Wald, and she just hit. So that's how we open up the scoring. For the three-point shot from Brittany Wald, and a 3-0 lead for Antigo here in the early going. Molly Tice brings the ball up court for DC Everest. And Antigo settles back into that 2-3 zone, which was problematic for the Evergreens last year. They had trouble shooting over it. Now they go back out to Molly Tice. Here's the inbounds pass down low, spinning and missing was Michaela Poggle from short range. Offensive rebound. Kelsey Gilmore went in, got that offensive rebound. Evergreens get another chance. Back out they go to Molly Tice. Now Haley Kroll in the corner. You loosen up this zone by hitting outside shots. A year ago, the Evergreens struggled with that. Now, to the corner on the weak side, three-pointer, Haley Kroll just missed again. Rebound went to Stephanie Hanke. And the Evergreens, both times, they got that three ball. They were unable, after a miss, unable to get a second chance in the front court, dragging the hind foot, traveling on Chelsea Pant. Turned over from Antigo back to DC Everest. And for a moment now, Antigo is going to show full court pressure. First time we've seen that. Molly Tice in the backcourt has her dribble and breaks it on the pass, goes into the front court. Now swings cross to Haley Kroll. They were trying to set her up for a three, but the pass was inaccurate. And now Mackenzie Matthews has the ball. It's back over to Molly Tice. Working around up high, Haley Kroll now trying the three ball from the far side. Mackenzie Matthews on the baseline missed everything. Evergreen's 0 for 3 from behind the three-point arc, and Antigo gets the rebound with a 3-0 lead. So the Evergreens have come out cold in this ballgame. At least that's the judgment from the first 2.5 minutes that we've played. Tasha Vojevic handles for the Red Robins. Now to Brittany Wald. Swings cross-court. Three-ball shot there from Michaela Nelson. Too hard. Offensive rebound. Up. Taken away. Kelsey Gilmore gets it to DC Everest. Gilmore looks to run. She is bumped as she goes into the front court. And that'll be a non-shooting foul against Antigo. Steph Hanke is called for the foul. So team fouls even at one apiece. And D.C. Everest will inbound from underneath their own basket. Inbounded to Taylor Hodell, who checked in off the last stoppage. She goes to the corner. Three ball rims out, just barely missed from Haley Kroll. Taylor Hodell with the rebound, missed the putback, and Antigo gets the rebound. Stephanie Hanke clears the boards. Hanke runs, goes coast to coast, fouls as she's going up for her shot. Foul is going to give her two free throws. Her attempt at driving to the basket just rolled off the rim. Two free throws are coming up here. And the first free throw is up and in. Foul was called on Haley Kroll, her first. And Steph Hanke gets one more. She made them both. DC Everest Basketball, sponsored by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Antigo shows the press. Evergreens break it. Haley crawls into the front court. Now to Michaela Poggle down low. And Taylor Hodell. Hodell got the pass down low at the blocks, and she was bumped hard as the ball was arriving. So this will be a non-shooting foul against the Red Robins. See who they got down there. There's a lot of traffic down low. And if they've called that on Hanke, they did. It's her second. Evergreen's inbound underneath. Inbounded right behind the three-point line to Mackenzie Matthews, who misses from the baseline out of bounds, last touched by Antigo. The Evergreens will keep possession. So the Evergreens have gone the first 3.5 minutes of this first quarter without scoring, and they're 0 for 4 from behind the three-point line. Chance to change that now as they inbound to Haley Kroll, who again is behind the three-point arc. Now goes to Molly Tice. Haley Kroll looks to drive in, kicks it back out, swings to the corner just inside the three-point arc. Is Michaela Poggle, who scores for DC Everest. First points of the game. It's a two instead of a three, but now the Evergreens don't get back on defense. It's a two-on-one on the other end, and missing the 10-foot shot was Tasha Vojevic. Vojevic got the ball down on the baseline and is going to want to have that shot back. Evergreens get the rebound. Trailing 5-2, they come into the front court. Antigo falls back into that zone. Off a miss, they fall into the zone. Off a make, they look to press. Evergreens work around. Mackenzie Matthews now goes out high to Molly Tice. Instead to Taylor Hodell. Little 10-foot shot, little out of her range. Missed offensive rebound. Michaela Poggle misses the pushback. Loose for a moment. And rebounded by Sandra Duff for Antigo. Evergreens got a couple of cracks at it. Failed to score. Still trail 5-2. We go under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Tasha Vojevic has the ball for the Red Robins. Working around up high. Sandra Duff, who checked in off the last timeout. Here's a long three-point shot from Brittany Wald. No good. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. Little out of her range. And we're going to have a whistle. And DC Everest wants a 30-second timeout here after what I guess you could classify as a slow start. 3:42 to play first quarter. Antigo 5, DC Everest 2. DC Everest Girls Basketball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile? See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. The start of this game is much different than what we saw from the Evergreen Girls last night. The Evergreen Girls jumped out to a very early lead. They were up 20-9 at the end of the first quarter. Hard to imagine that they will have that kind of scoring output when this first quarter comes to an end. Hannah Tipple comes in for DC Everest during the timeout. She will inbound as Antigo settles into that zone. Almost kind of looks like a 1-2-1 or a matchup because they have put a body on Taylor Hodell, who's the tallest player on the floor by far. Molly Tice now to Taylor Hodell up high. Evergreens with better ball movement out of the timeout, whipping it around here. Molly Tice drives in. Taylor Hodel foul line extended. She draws a crowd as soon as she touches the ball. Back out to Hannah Tipple. And now Haley Kroll along the baseline in traffic there. Here's a long two that's left just short from Kelsey Gilmore. And we've got a whistle, a loose ball on the rebound. I think they're going to get Taylor Hodel for being over the back here. Or Haley Kroll, waiting until they post that foul. Loose ball foul is on D.C. Everest, and Antigo is going to get the ball back. It is on Haley Kroll. It is her second and the team's third. Evergreen set up full court pressure as Antigo has to go the length of the floor. Little trouble getting the ball in, almost threw it out of bounds. Chelsea Pant is able to save that ball from being thrown over the end line. Now Tasha Vojevic. Vojevic looks to drive, cut off by Hannah Tipple. Now down low, pass is briefly knocked away. Antigo recovers. Under 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Antigo leads 5-2. Now cutting towards the basket, Sandra Duff. She is cut off. Back out, going in, shot blocked. Michaela Nelson just ran right into Taylor Hodel, and Taylor had her arms up, and that shot didn't get far off her hands. Evergreens get the ball back. Here's Hannah Tipple. Swing over to Molly Tice, to Haley Kroll. A little bit gun-shy on that three-pointer now. Cross-court shot to Kelsey Gilmore. Evergreen still keep the ball here. And Molly Tice looks to drive in, draws the double team as she goes to the basket. Her shot's no good, but she's fouled. Molly Tice thought she saw a seam in that zone and took advantage of it, and she'll get two free throws because of it. Evergreen's trailing 5-2, but here come a couple of free throws. The Evergreens were good from the foul line last night. As a team, they were 9 of 13. And I've obviously jinxed Molly Tice on the first free throw. It's a miss. Evergreen's basketball, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Second free throw is good, making our score 5-3. And again, the Evergreens will look to set up full court press. So far, it has not led to turnovers. Almost knocked away there. Breaking the press is Mandy Petz on the dribble. Now bounces to her teammate in the corner, Michaela Nelson. Long three in the air from Brittany Wald. She's a step or two behind the three-point arc. Her teammate got the offensive rebound. Sandra Duff misses on the putback. And now we've got a whistle and a foul. I think they got Michaela Poggle there. There was a lot of traffic underneath on that putback attempt. This is going to be a non-shooting foul, and Antigo is going to inbound underneath. Inbound pass almost thrown out of bounds. Yep, through the hands and turned over. Brittany Wald couldn't handle that pass. It was up too high. And the Evergreens do indeed get a turnover. Hannah Tipple will bring the ball into the front court and now goes over to Kelsey Gilmore. And here's Emily Bauman, who's getting her first playing time of the ball game. Bauman's got the ball, almost threw it out of bounds. Tracked down by Caitlin Schmall, who is also checked in. So Schmall gets a few minutes. She's got the ball here, goes around to Hannah Tipple, dribbles in, now passes up. Again, the Evergreens trying to run set plays against this very active Antigo zone. Now into the corner. And looking for Taylor Hodel underneath. Ball went right through her hands. Turned over. An empty trip for D.C. Everest. And Antigo looks to play up-tempo. They don't have numbers. Evergreens did a good job getting back. And Brittany Wald will pull it out. 1.5 minutes to play first quarter. 5-3 Antigo. Here's a whistle. And that ball was briefly tied up and turned over. As Michaela Nelson put the ball on the floor, Hannah Tipple went in there and disrupted it. And an alternating possession, the ball goes to D.C. Everest. Let's see, Taylor Hodel will check out, and Caitlin Schmall will check out as well. Molly Tice comes back in for D.C. Everest, along with Kelsey Gilmore. Ball's briefly loose in the backcourt, dribbling off her foot, but picking it up is Hannah Tipple. She recovers, gets it across the foul line. They're looking to trap, and it's steal. To walk right into that double team, taken away by Nicole Pant, who is fouled as she was going to go in for an uncontested layup. Evergreens weren't going to let her have it and fouled her from behind. Playing the ball there, so it will not be an intentional foul. It is Hannah Tipple who had her pocket picked and then committed the foul. but Nicole Pant will get two free throws here. First one is up and in. The first time Antigo has scored in 3.5 minutes, so they've been on a bit of a dry spell. The Evergreen, so cold, they hadn't been able to cut into the lead, really. Second free throw rims around and misses. Ball is loose. Offensive rebound. Tasha Vojvic can't control it. Goes off the leg of an Everest player, off Kelsey Gilmore's leg, and Antigo will inbound. DC Everest basketball is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Long inbounds pass to Nicole Pant. Out of the corner to Brittany Wall behind the three-point arc. Didn't really look to shoot there. Now driving in, losing the ball off her foot is Tasha Vojvic. Dribbled it right out of bounds. Goes to DC Everest. 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Evergreen's trailing 6-3. Evergreens did have some stretches last night where they had trouble scoring. They're having one of those very long stretches here in this ball game. Into the front court with Emily Bauman. Bauman goes over to Hannah Tipple. That's a low pass. It goes off her teammate's shin and goes out of bounds. Bad pass and a turnover. 40 seconds left in the quarter. 6-3. Antigo. A lot of running around. A lot of scoring. Ball is inbound to Sarah Duff. Duff into the hand to Brittany Wall. See if Antigo holds for one here. Now, it looks like they're running a set play. There's 35 seconds left on the clock in this first quarter. Mandy Petz goes over to Sarah Duff again. Now swings to Mandy Petz, looking to set her up for a three. The Evergreens did a good job fighting through a screen there. Brittany Wall has the ball, looking to go inbound. Stolen here by Kelsey Gilmore. Evergreens have a two-on-one if they hurry. Gilmore missed the shot. Antigo did a good job getting back, and one and done. Brittany Wall comes back to get the rebound, now throws it away at half court. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Evergreens looking down court to Mackenzie Matthews, and count if it goes, and misses from the baseline. So the team's traded turnovers there, and that shot at the buzzer rolled off the rim, no good. First quarter is in the books, and Antigo leads DC Everest 6-3. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to DC Everest Girls Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley from the Antigo Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens bid only one shot from the floor. It belongs to Michaela Poggle. Molly Tice has a free throw, and 3 points is all the Evergreens have to show for the first 8 minutes of play. Antigo hasn't done much better. Brittany Wall has a three-pointer. It's the only shot that they've hit from the floor. The rest free throws, 3-for-4 from the foul line for their 6 points. You know, the complexion of this game may have changed a little bit when the Evergreens started out cold from behind the three-point line. They're facing a team that plays a lot of zone. You'd like to hit a couple of outside shots to loosen that up. The Evergreens 0-for-4 from behind the three-point line. Three of those misses belong to Haley Kroll, and the Evergreens, again, may be a little hesitant now to hoist those threes. Yet, you know, if you're a three-point shooter, you know three-point shooters can be streaky. Got to stay at it. Antigo gets the ball to start the second quarter, and they inbound. Mandy Petz has the ball over to Brittany Wall. Now back to Petz, who lets a three-point shot fly high, arcing, no good. Offensive rebound for Nicole Pant. Long rebound comes out, and Antigo will get another set. Here's Brittany Wall, drives in, hanging in the lane, and scores. 8-3. That five-point lead's the biggest lead we've seen so far. Evergreens break pressure with Molly Tice dribbling. Now her pass knocked out of bounds, but last touched by Antigo. Mandy Petz went in there and disrupted that pass. DC Everest basketball, sponsored by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us, InterCity State Bank. Convenient locations in Wausau, Weston, Schofield. Evergreens inbound underneath their own basket, off a screen. Long inbounds pass to Mackenzie Matthews, and she was gun-shy about shooting the three. Instead, pulled it back down. I mean, that's a set play where you're trying to free someone up for a three-point shot. She didn't pull the trigger. Molly Tice now works around to Mackenzie Matthews. Now into the corner. Molly Tice goes back out. Haley Kroll. So everyone's gotten a touch. Kroll looking to pass inside, and it's knocked out of bounds and goes off DC Everest. Evergreens have had a lot of those entry passes when they've tried to work the ball inside. Antigo's did a good job of disrupting those passes, so it's turned over. Antigo leads 8-3, and they have the ball. 7 minutes left, second quarter. Into the front court, Chelsea Pant lets a long three-pointer go, just barely grazes the rim, almost goes out of bounds, saved, but recovered by DC Everest. Evergreens were going to let that ball go out of bounds, then someone just grabbed it. Molly Tice goes into the front court. Now here's Emily Bauman. Bauman checked in when the quarter came to an end. Haley Kroll now has the ball. Looks around to Molly Tice. And Mackenzie Matthews. Everyone's gotten a touch on this series. Dangerous cross-court pass to Haley Kroll. Now a three-pointer from Emily Bauman. Misses off the back iron. Evergreen's 0 for 5 from behind the three-point line. I'm sorry, check that. 0 for 6. And Antigo gets the rebound. Baseline jumper is up and in from Chelsea Pant. 10-3 Antigo. Evergreens don't want to fall much further behind than this. Molly Tice has the ball. Now the 2-3 zone. Here's an entry pass to the zone. Shot. Michaela Poggle spins and left it short. It's a 10-foot shot. Got to make those go down. Taylor Hodell, tallest player on either of these rosters, will check in on the next stoppage. Antigo's got the ball, though, and the lead. Working in the corner is Chelsea Pant. We've got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball. The foul's going to be against Mackenzie Matthews. That's going to be her second. It's also the sixth team foul on DC Everest. Well, that stoppage does get Taylor Hodell back into the game, and Antigo will inbound along the far sideline. Inbounds pass goes to Tasha Boyevich, who kicks it out. Foul line extended. Shot from Sarah Duff is up and in. The Evergreens need a timeout. Antigo opens up the second quarter on a 6-0 run and now extends their lead to 12-3. Again, the Evergreens have been cold for, 4.5 minutes since the Evergreens last scored. DC Everest basketball is sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. And we're sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time. Providing sound financial products and services, visit their newest location in Cronenwetter, Valley Communities Credit Union. Our scoreboard is running a little bit behind. I have this as a 12-3 game. That last bucket should be up there, and it's not yet. There it is. 12-3, Antigo. It's the Evergreens, you know, against a team that plays zone. You've got to hit some outside shots. The Evergreens have been cold from the outside. And when they've tried to go inside, far too many turnovers. Turnovers were a problem in last night's season-opening win against Rhinelander. A 58-54 victory. The Evergreens wanted a full timeout. So Coach Matt Bullis wants to take some time, see if he can settle things down a little bit. And the Evergreens have not looked good. I mean, again, there were dry stretches, including a 5.5-minute period last night where the Evergreens didn't score. And then there were other times where the baskets came free and easy. Off the timeout, inbounded to Molly Tice. Antigo picks up full-court pressure. Tice gets it into the front court on her own dribble. Now a three ball from the corner, and Haley Kroll, her shot is off. Missed. Rebound comes to Antigo. Falling down and traveling is Sarah Duff. It goes back to DC Everest. Maybe that was that may have been the coach's message. Hey, three-pointers can't be gun-shy. Inbounds pass goes to Taylor Hodell, quickly double-teamed. Goes back out to Haley Kroll, who drives in the lane. Shot too strong. Antigo gets the rebound. Nothing is going down for DC Everest. But ball is knocked loose. Antigo recovers. Mandy Petz goes over to Brittany Wall. 12-3 Antigo, and the Red Robins have the ball. Mandy Petz, guarded closely here by Michaela Poggle, almost turned it over. Taylor Hodell reaching in. Ooh, that's a tough foul. Taylor Hodell, who's playing her man up high, reached in on Tasha Voyevich. The only thing you don't like about that is the foul happened 25, 30 feet away from the basket. It's Taylor Hodell's second, and it's a 1-1 coming up for Tasha Voyevich. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, Comprehensive Orthopedic, Podiatry, Spine, and Sports Medicine Care, with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. Visit us online at bonejoint.net. And Valley's Communities Credit Union, and Covantage Credit Union, sponsoring this part of our broadcast. Covantage Credit Union reminds you to step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. Tasha Voyevich, front end of the 1-1, missed it. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. Right into the hands of Molly Tice. Tice is pestered in the backcourt by Mandy Petz, but gets the ball into the front court. Now Haley Kroll passes up the three, goes back out to Hannah Tipple. Molly Tice has it again. Antigo is back in that zone. Molly Tice now goes inside to Taylor Hodell, who spins and scores. The Evergreens went another 4.5 minutes without scoring till that basket for Taylor Hodell. And the Evergreens take it away with a full court pressure right on the inbounds pass. Evergreens will get it right back. Kelsey Gilmore has it. Gilmore goes over to Hannah Tipple in the corner. Now long cross-court pass to Molly Tice. Tice inside again to Taylor Hodell. Ball is tied up as Taylor Hodell got that pass. One of the Antigo players was able to get a hand in there. This is a jump ball. On alternating possession, it goes to the Evergreens. 4:14 to play in the second quarter. Antigo leads 12-5, but the Evergreens have the ball. They'll inbound underneath. And they inbound with a long inbounds pass to Taylor Hodell. She's moving away from the basket and has to go back out. Kelsey Gilmore works around Emily Bauman. Molly Tice. And here comes Kelsey Gilmore trying to dribble in. Now swings cross-court to Molly Tice, who passes up the three, goes to Taylor Hodell. Double team. She scored and she fouled. Taylor Hodell, good work down low. Evergreen's passing up the outside shots, and then, you know, with Taylor Hodell's height advantage, if you can get the ball into her, that's exactly what you should do. Let's see who they got for the foul here. We're waiting for that to be posted. Taylor Hodell is to the free throw line to complete or try and complete a three-point play. So our score now is 12-7, and Taylor's free throw right through makes it 12-8. And the Evergreens again set up full court pressure that Antigo will have to inbound against. Bounce pass goes in to Mandy Petz. Big collision, and Petz is called for an offensive foul. Actually, the pass was to Brittany Wald, and Wald plowed right in to Caitlin Schmall, who came in and took the charge. And the Evergreens will get the ball back. The Evergreens are on a mini run here. It's Brittany Wald's first personal, 5 now on the team. Evergreens will inbound. And the ball's in the hands of Hannah Tipple. So the Evergreens have scored 5 unanswered, gotten it back to a 12-8 ball game. DC Everest has not led. Here's Caitlin Schmall over to Molly Tice. 3:40 to play in the half. Kelsey Gilmore has it. Now goes to Caitlin Schmall. Caitlin was looking for Hannah Tipple down along the baseline. Bad pass. Turned over. Taken away by Tasha Boyevich. Boyevich hands off to her guard, Brittany Wald, who brings into the front court. Now looking down in, Taylor Hodell disrupted that pass and caused the turnover. Taylor Hodell playing with 2 fouls. That's living dangerously, but she gets the ball back for her team. Here's Caitlin Schmall in the corner. Now spins around. Shot just missed. Taylor Hodell, offensive rebound, misses. Gets it again. Good work on the boards, and Taylor Hodell scores. She's got a quick 7, and it's a 12-10 game. All 7 points for the Evergreens in the second quarter belong to Taylor Hodell. Inbounds pass goes out of bounds. Last touched by DC Everest. Antigo will keep the ball. Evergreens on a 7-0 run. DC Everest basketball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. Ball is inbounded by Antigo. Brittany Wald's got it. She's guarded by Molly Tice. Goes over to Michaela Nelson. They set up a screen for Nelson. She tries to drive. Her shot goes right off the body of Caitlin Schmall, but Antigo gets the rebound and gets the loose ball and gets possession back. Brittany Wald looks to drive in. Taylor Hodell blocks it. And Taylor Hodell again with 2 fouls. Taylor Hodell looks like she's a little winded getting up the court. But she's done good work, both on the offensive and defensive boards. Kelsey Gilmore has got the ball in the corner. And there's no one at the scorer's table to check in. Taylor Hodell looks like she needs a blow, but they're letting her play on. Hannah Tipple working around to Molly Tice. The Evergreens can tie or take the lead on this possession. Go right back down to Taylor Hodell. They tried to deny the pass. She got it and up and in. Taylor Hodell's got a quick 9 points, and this game is tied 12-12. Evergreens have come roaring back here with a 9-0 run. And now we've got a stoppage. There's something going on at the scorer's table that they're going to get straightened out. I'm not sure what this is. Actually, they're going over and giving a warning to one of the Antigo, to the Antigo bench. One of the Antigo players was not picking up the ball right after the basket. Full court pressure here. Brittany Wald fights through a double team and gets into the front court. Now a long pass to Stephanie Hawk. Hawk with a quick move to the basket and score. So that ends a 9-0 run for D.C. Everest. 14-12, Antigo retakes the lead. Under 2 minutes to play in the half. Mackenzie Matthews breaks pressure, comes into the front court. Now to Kelsey Gilmore, over to Hannah Tipple in the corner. Tipple swings cross court to Caitlin Schmall, thought about the three, instead goes inside to Michaela Poggle, who spins and scores. So the Evergreens are making their hay inside instead of outside. In fact, they haven't really hit an outside shot here. Antigo tries to come back into the front court quickly. Evergreens get back on defense. Stephanie Hawk, guarded closely there by Caitlin Schmall, drives to the basket. Schmall committed the foul. There are going to be two free throws coming up here. In a game that's tied 14-14. Antigo led by as many as 9. At one point, this was a 12-3 ball game. D.C. Everest basketball brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports. Stephanie Hanke, first of two free throws. First one is good. She'll get one more. Dribbles once, eyes the basket, and missed that one. In fact, she missed everything. Didn't even graze the front rim, so it's turned over to D.C. Everest. One of two free throws, 15-14 Antigo. 1:21 to play until halftime. And Antigo sets up full court press. Inbounded to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews sees the double team, and she traveled. She picked up her dribble and was looking to pass to Hannah Tipple in the front court and shuffled her feet. So Antigo with a one-point lead and the ball back with 1:16 to play. D.C. Everest basketball brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with toes-to-nose protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs at Baseman's Fall Blowout Sale. Antigo inbounds. Boyovich looking to go inbounds. Ball is knocked away. Tracked down in the corner by Chelsea Pant. Now out of bounds off the foot of Mackenzie Matthews of the Evergreens. And Antigo will keep possession. They'll inbound in the corner in their own half of the court with 1:04 to play. And Nicole Pant is going to throw it in. Guarded closely by Kelsey Gilmore. Throws all the way back and stepping on the back line and turning the ball over was Brittany Wald. Brittany Wald got the ball in the front court and then brought the ball back across half court. And it's turned back over to D.C. Everest with 1:01 to play. And the ball is inbounded to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews guarded in the backcourt, now breaks it on the dribble, goes to Hannah Tipple in the corner. Tipple tries to drive baseline, contact there, and no call, and Tipple lost the ball, taken over to Antigo. Hannah Tipple ran into one of the defenders. Boy, that's a tough no call. Antigo gets the ball back. 40 seconds left. Tasha Boyovich. Boyovich loses control. Ball's loose on the floor. Diving down for it is Michaela Poggle. Big pile up. Got three or four players down there, and this is going to be a jump ball. On alternating possession, it will go to Antigo with 33 seconds left in the half. See if Antigo wants to play conservative and hold for the last shot. They have a one-point lead. The inbounds pass goes to Brittany Wald. Wald will move into the front court. She's guarded by Michaela Poggle. They tried to set up a screen for her. Instead, the Evergreens defense fights through it. Now tied up briefly is Michaela Nelson. Michaela gets the ball free. Goes back. Step back three-pointer. Brittany Wald missed everything. Loose ball comes to Kelsey Gilmore. Evergreens look to run. 12 seconds left in the half. Kelsey Gilmore now goes over to Hannah Tipple with 7 seconds left. Into the corner. Caitlin Schmall. Now just 2 seconds. Hannah Tipple's going to have to hoist. This will count if it goes. It goes off the hands of Mackenzie Matthews. It's no good. And we come to halftime. Some of the Evergreens players may not have been aware of the clock, may not have been aware of how little time they had to work with. That was a rushed three-pointer as the half comes to an end. And Antigo goes to the locker room with a 15-14 lead over D.C. Everest. We'll take a look at our first half scoring and stats when we come back after this break. Our halftime totals are brought to you by The Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. We'll be back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.